from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, as part of our election 2018 coverage, I'll talk with the two candidates for State Insurance Commissioner, tech entrepreneur Steve Poizner, who served as a Republican Insurance Commissioner from 2007 to 2011, is running as an independent against Democratic State Senator Ricardo Lara. Among other things, the next insurance commissioner will have to deal with the controversy over who pays for wildfires caused by public utilities. We'll hear from Ricardo Lara and Steve Poizner on their platforms and their top priorities. That's next, after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. The California Department of Insurance manages a $250 million budget, enforces insurance laws, and regulates companies and investigates health care fraud. The state insurance commissioner not only oversees those functions, but also advocates for homeowners seeking insurance for natural disasters like wildfires and earthquakes. As part of our election 2018 coverage, we talk with the two candidates for insurance commissioner. State Senator Ricardo Lara is a Democrat who represents Southeast Los Angeles County. Tech entrepreneur Steve Poizner, an independent, served as a California insurance commissioner from 2007 to 2011. And welcome to both of you. Glad to have you here, Ricardo Lara. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Steve Poizner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
And let me, if I may, begin with you, Steve Poizner. Actually, you're running again, even though your daughter, when she was 12 years old, told you this is the most boring job in California?
Yeah, I'll never forget that, actually. It was on election night, November 2006. We were all, watching election returns in a hotel room, family and friends. And I had just been declared the winner. I had just beaten the sitting, lieutenant governor, who's a formidable, politician in California. This is the first time I've ever, held statewide office. Super exciting. My daughter, about 12 years old at the time, comes up to me right when I was declared the winner, looks up at me and says, "Insurance commissioner, is this the most boring job in the state of California?" And I hope Rebecca's not listening today because she'll have more ammo to tease me about. But, Michael, I loved being insurance commissioner from 2007 to 2011. As you noted, it is a super important consumer protection post. It no longer reports to the governor. Hasn't been that way for 30 years. There's no insurance commission. There's just one person, one insurance commissioner, 1,400 employees, oversees a $300 billion insurance sector. And that's just absolutely huge. Every decision made by the insurance commissioner ripples around the state, the country, and the world. It's the fifth largest insurance markets in the world, and it really matters who's at the helm of this complex department.
So tell us why you're running. I know you have kind of a troika of things that you consider most important, health insurance rates and fraud and cybersecurity. I mean, those are the main things motivating you?
Well, yes, there's a lot of issues facing the state of California now where there's some connection with insurance. The wildfires, first and foremost, states on fire, sadly, 130 million dead trees out there. There's going to be a whole host of insurance issues in the homeowner's insurance space, and that's the last thing that the housing market needs in California are large spikes in homeowner's insurance or homeowner's insurance companies, completely, bailing out of the market completely. And so I dealt with these issues before in 2007 to 2011, terrible wildfires back then. I really want to work on a set of mitigation strategies as well as continue to focus on a disaster recovery when someone loses their home and the house burns down. I've walked through the rubble of people's homes hundreds of times, nothing worse, and helping them get back up on their feet is something that really motivates me again to serve a second term.
And Ricardo Lara, one of the things on the platform that Steve Poizner has put forward is an education program, particularly for those who are underinsured. And I'd like to ask you what you plan to do, not only about wildfires, but also about underinsurance.
Well, let me tell you, wildfires is unfortunately the new normal for us here in California. And this is why I'm proud of the work that we've done in the legislature to really address the issues, to ensuring that people not only recover as quickly as possible, but that we get the data we need. We all know that these fires are unprecedented. These are very different fires that we are experiencing, and now are affecting not only the wildlife-urban interface, but, you know, inner cities as well, as you've seen what happened in the devastation in Santa Rosa. And so what we did it quickly is, you know, I sponsored legislation to make sure that not only do we get data from these fires so that we can best be informed of how do we move forward in terms of developing policies, developing protections, and how we incentivize people from to harden their home so that they have the tools they need to make sure that they're as protected as possible. Additionally, what we did in my legislation is we made sure that insurance companies cannot drop people's policies. We're seeing this happening across the state where insurance companies simply abandon the policy owner. And what we are saying now is that you can't do this as an insurance company. You have to make sure that people have the opportunity to report their losses, to take that extra year to make sure that their property is actually safe, as opposed to just completely just dropping the individual. You know, the importance of this position as well is, you know, being that number one consumer advocate. And that's something I have done my entire legislative career in the legislature. So not only is it the most important position, but I think it also lends itself to a very space for innovation, a space to not only protect our consumers, but to help California, again, be at the forefront of all these important policies that are relevant to today's consumer.
Well, let's talk about the efficacy potentially for you as well as for Steve Poizner in terms of getting through the legislature. Some might say that you have an advantage being a Democrat with a Democratic legislature, and Steve Poizner is running as an independent because he doesn't want to be branded anymore with partisan politics, or shall I say be fighting partisan politics type of battles. But I'm wondering, you've been pushing for a long time for single payer and haven't managed to get it through. There hasn't been the money to pay for it. And you've also talked a lot about protecting people with respect to public utilities after the fires. How much can an insurance commissioner really do? And is your being a former or presently being a legislator and having served in the legislature give you sort of an up position over your rival?
I think it absolutely does. Look, the fact is that I've been in the trenches with these legislators, both Republican and Democrats. We've worked together to ensure we, at the end of the day, protect our consumers and protect the victims of these fires. And we've been able to do so in a bipartisan manner. The fact is, you know, we are proving in California that both Republicans and Democrats actually can work together to solve major issues. And, you know, of course, we're not perfect, but we continue to demonstrate that it is vital that both parties work together to solve this issue, because at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. We want to make sure people can be able to rebuild their lives, can get moving, be able to protect their investments. And, you know, for me, the access to healthcare is very personal. I grew up, both my parents are immigrants to this country and to the state. We grew up without any type of healthcare when my parents were undocumented. And so this is personal to me. The fact that in our most richest state in the country, we cannot, people still go without healthcare. Our most vulnerable, our working Californians continue to go without healthcare. I'm proud of the fact that through my legislation, we were able to make sure that every child in California, regardless of their income status, regardless of their immigration status, have access to full-scope Medi-Cal. That is a tremendous victory. And as we move forward, you know, I'm proud of the work that we've done. We're going to continue to push. And if our Lieutenant Governor Newsom is successful, I'm going to work side by side with him to make sure that we get a single-payer program done here in California, because at the end of the day, healthcare is a human right.
Talking with insurance commissioner candidates Ricardo Lara and Steve Poizner, let me go back to you, Steve Poizner. And being an independent, I mean, doesn't that serve necessarily to present an impediment for you in terms of getting legislators behind you? They're not your party affiliates.
Yes, yeah, so there's a lot covered there that I would love to comment on a variety of things here. These are key issues that Ricardo was just talking about. But with regards to your first question here, Michael, this isn't a legislative position or a position where, you know, people, you know, go to the Department of Insurance and debate things about policy or whatever. This is an executive position. It's a leadership position. 1,400 employees, $250 million budget. It's super complex. There's hundreds of lawyers there.
Excuse me, Steve. Let me cut to the chase here. You were talking, for example, about clearing up 130 million trees. Do you have that kind of imperative in the Office of Insurance Commissioner to get that job done?
Well, the insurance commissioner has huge authority over everything insurance, but in the case of these 130 million dead trees, I definitely need to pound the table and bring folks' attention to the fact that there will be a huge homeowners insurance crisis unless we clean up all that deadwood, all that fuel for wildfires. So it's so important in terms of the impact on the insurance space. I'm making it an important part of my platform. But the point that I was trying to make, though, Michael, is that this is a position that requires, you know, extensive leadership skills at managing very complex insurance policy issues, you know, that range from insurance fraud, you know, to, you know, wildfire mitigation strategies. And there's really no room for partisan politics at the Department of Insurance. Imagine going into the DMV, you know, for a driver's license renewal. You don't want to talk politics with the people at the front desk. This position requires complete, total independence of partisan politics for to function at the highest levels. Now, with regards to, you know, the point about wildfires and collecting data and new legislation, you know, there's a mountain of insurance code already passed by the legislature over the last, you know, 100 years that the insurance commissioner doesn't need any more authority to collect data. The insurance code's already crystal clear that the insurance commissioner can collect data on anything that touches the insurance markets, broad authority there. And so the insurance commissioner, when I was running the place, collected detailed information about all types of disasters and insurance issues in order to formulate, you know, priorities for the Department of Insurance. With regards to Ricardo's point about this other piece of legislation that he's proud of with regards to making sure insurance companies, you know, can't cancel. But, hey, wait a minute here. Let's just think about this. The very first, most important priority for the insurance commissioner is to make sure that insurance companies are financially solvent. That's the number one top priority, because insurance is a funny product, not like a toaster, not like a TV set. You pay for this product year after year for decades. You hope you never have to use it, but when you do need to use it in some type of crisis, the insurance companies better have money there to pay off, or it is a complete disaster. Now, with homeowners insurance, if an insurance company gets too many policies in one area so that their portfolio is unbalanced, you want them to rebalance in order to have, you know, stronger financial numbers, you know, so that they don't get wiped out if there is a wildfire. And as long as the homeowners insurance markets continue to be highly competitive, which they are today, there's over 100 homeowners insurance companies out there offering insurance. There really is no evidence that there's an availability crisis yet. And we know there's no availability crisis yet because you can look at the FAIR plan, which is the homeowners insurance plan of last resort offered by a quasi-government agency, and the number of FAIR plan policies have actually gone down over the last 8 years. So plenty of availability of homeowners insurance at the current point. That could change in the future if the state continues to get hammered by these terrible wildfires.
Well, let me go back to you, Ricardo Lara, and let me ask you just directly. I mean, we were hearing from Steve Poizner that wildfires and insurance are really top priorities for him. What's the top priority for Ricardo Lara?
Well, you know, I think that this is a clear difference between the candidates. Here you hear from Steve's mouth the fact that, you know, we need to protect our insurance industry. Again, I'm here. The number one position and the one number one job of the insurance commissioner is to protect the consumer. And if you talk to those individuals that have lost their coverage in Oakland, in Santa Rosa, in San Jose after the mudslides, this is a reality for them. And this is why it is important to have an insurance commissioner that's going to, quite frankly, look out for the consumer. It is important to have that market balance, but at the end of the day, where we're seeing homeowners losing their insurance, having to search for international markets to be able to insure their home, that is a reality for so many people in the Bay Area now. And the fact is that, you know, as insurance commissioner, my number one priority is to protect our consumers. Given what is happening now at the federal level, where our president continues to dismantle the Federal Protection Agency, it is California's last stand. And as California's Department of Insurance being the largest consumer protection agency in the state, we need to have somebody who's going to have an eye for Californians, not the industry. We need to hold the industry accountable. We have to make sure that they are fair and they're honest with consumers, especially now as we know that these wildfires are going to continue to happen. And they're going to happen at an unprecedented rate because they are very, very different than what we've seen before. I'm proud to have worked with the insurance industry, actually, on this legislation because they also recognize that there's new information out there. There's new technology. There's new ways of us capturing data to make sure that we now put we have to protect these consumers at a higher rate, just given our new normal. And so, you know, this is, again, demonstrating how I've worked with industry, with consumers, to pass legislation to make sure that we, at the end of the day, get the right data we need, the up-to-date data with the most up-to-date technology to make sure that we protect our consumers. And that's, you know, why I'm running for this position.
Well, Senator, let me ask you, because I asked you before, what about the underinsured? I said Steve Poizner has mounted a whole campaign to try to educate the public about keeping up with their insurance and working with the industry. What do you propose on that?
You know, the underinsured issue is a massive problem, which no other insurance commissioner has been able to solve. In my conversations with the industry, is trying to figure out not only how we educate folks, but how do then we go back to the individual that has a specific policy, specifically folks who inherit properties or folks who are starting out with their new home and understand now that they might be in a potential flood zone or in a fire zone now that, you know, would be unprecedented. So as we move forward, not only is the education important, but we need to engage the insurance industry to figure out when is it appropriate for them to outreach to folks to make sure that they understand that the policy they have is a starter policy, or that when they make a renovation, when they make changes to their home, that they understand what their opportunities are to enhance the policy. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that people have the information so that they make the right decision for themselves as they, you know, continue to add to their property or continue to live in areas now that are in danger of climate change.
Well, since you mentioned that, I want to go back to Steve Poizner. And Steve Poizner, you're talking about higher rates for those in higher risk areas as opposed to subsidizing. What do you mean?
Yeah, I got to go back to one thing here, and then I'll get to that question too. But Ricardo said that, you know, he's the one that's the consumer protection oriented person. And well, then why is he taking insurance company money? There's only one of us who's completely independent of the insurance industry, and I don't take any.
I'll tell you what, I was going to ask him that. Ricardo, a quick response from you on that?
I haven't taken for this race any insurance money, and it's unfair to say that I've taken insurance money. In my past campaigns I have, in this campaign I have not.
Okay, let me go back to Steve Poizner then.
Well, you can look it up. It's there. Let's see. I absolutely agree with Ricardo that the most important thing about the insurance commissioner post is consumer protection. It is all about consumer protection because when you have a problem with an insurance company, good luck because they have an army of lawyers and it's you. And the insurance commissioner is empowered, you know, to fight for consumers and make sure that insurance companies fulfill all their legal obligations. The reason I have received every endorsement of every newspaper so far, including the San Francisco Chronicle, the San Jose Mercury News, the Bay Area News Group, the Sacramento Bee. The reason why 21 for 21 newspapers have endorsed me in this race is that they've looked at my track record. It's easy for politicians to talk about what they're going to do. It's another thing to be able to examine my track record and Ricardo's. And newspapers north and south, liberal and conservative, 100% agree that I'm the one who did an amazing job fighting for consumers the last time I was insurance commissioner, and running as an independent, you know, makes perfect sense.
Right, as long as we're talking about track records, I have to ask you because, yeah. And I've read all the endorsements, and they, you know, give you real props, over 3,000 insurance fraud cases, savings of about $2 billion and lower rates and so forth. There's a lot there, but there's also, and it keeps coming up, and you've expressed contrition for it openly, when you campaigned to try to run for governor of California, wanting to have that slot that Meg Whitman got, you came out with some pretty, by many people's lights, harsh statements about immigrants and control of immigrants and so-called undocumented people. And, you know, that makes a lot of people reluctant to trust you. So say something about that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, so Ricardo talked about his background. You know, I'm a second-generation immigrant. Both of my grandparents came here from the Ukraine, where they were going through pogroms, you know, 100 years ago, and coming to the United States, you know, saved their lives through, you know, the Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, and they didn't have access to health insurance either back then when they came across. And so I'm proud, you know, to be a second-generation immigrant as well. The fact is, in 2010, when the state had 12% unemployment, I came to the conclusion that we really should have as large of a legal immigration pipeline as possible. I've been always a major advocate of expanding guest worker programs and H-1B visa programs. But in 2010, I took some positions about, well, you know, we should also turn the magnets off because, you know, with 12% unemployment, there's, you know, serious issues.
Well, you were talking about keeping immigrant kids out of schools and keeping them from medical care. I mean, there was some stuff that was perceived as very harsh.
Yeah. Right. And in looking back now, I would do it differently. I would come to different conclusions, and I do regret coming to those conclusions because those conclusions, you know, really would make matters worse, not better. My positions today is that everyone who's in California who's undocumented should get on a path to become documented. And by the way, I also point, you know, for people who are trying to figure me out on this issue, when I was insurance commissioner back in 2010, the insurance industry came to me asking for permission. What do we do about all the undocumented drivers in California? What should we do? And I said, absolutely, positively, you have my permission. Provide them auto insurance, because that's good for them and good for the state of California. And so, with these 21 newspaper endorsements that I just recently have obtained in the last month or two that I've mentioned, they've all, you know, looked at my entire track record and background and come to the conclusion I'm far the most qualified here. And when you look at my entire life's track record, that I've been, you know, really able to, you know, be a major contributor to helping California move forward.
All right, I want to bring our listeners into this, and let's do that now. You can join us with any questions you have for either or both candidates. We do want to hear from you, and you can join us at our toll-free number. The number to call, 866-733-6786. We do welcome your call, so feel free to be part of the program. Again, 866-733-6786 is our number. It's toll-free. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on the segment, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. I'll read a comment from Bonnie, who says, I own a home in Santa Rosa that was thankfully not damaged in the firestorm. I have a potential claim for sewer backup water damage. My fear is that if I submit a claim, my insurance company will not only deny it, but will refuse to renew my insurance. Given that so many insurers are getting out of the market in Santa Rosa, I'm concerned it will be difficult to find anyone to write a new policy. And we'll come back to Bonnie's question and more when we return. She wants to know how an insurance commissioner can protect her and people grappling with similar insurance coverage issues. Again, if you'd like to join us, 866-733-6786. We're talking with insurance commissioner candidates Ricardo Lara, Steve Poizner. I'm Michael Krasny. You're listening to Forum on KQED Public Radio. We're talking with insurance commissioner candidates Ricardo Lara, state senator, and Steve Poizner, formerly held this position. And we do want to hear from you if you have questions for either or both candidates, and we do want you to be part of the program. So again, let me remind you, you can join us at 866-733-6786 or by email forum@kqed.org or by going to our website, kqed.org/forum. Or by tweeting us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. Let me get a quick response from both of you on what I read from a listener, Bonnie, before we went to that break here, talking about her concern about how difficult it would be to find somebody to write a new policy up in Santa Rosa and how an insurance commissioner can really protect her and people who are grappling with similar coverage issues. Like I say, I'd appreciate maybe just a short direct response to this. Let me begin with you, Ricardo Lara.
Absolutely, and she has every right to be concerned that she's afraid that her insurance company might drop her. And this is why it's important to make sure we get the data and we prohibit insurance companies from dropping consumers who are in these sensitive communities now. This is a reality that's happening, and we have to make sure that at the end of the day, the consumer has the opportunity to make sure her claim is fairly adjusted and that her claim is paid for, and that we have somebody at the helm that's going to be able to protect her interest. This is the reality. This is why the legislation I created gives us real-time data to determine where these drops in coverage are happening, so that then the department has the information to quickly and move quickly to be able to address the situation.
Let me move quickly because I want to get to our callers, but let me just follow this up with something just to be fair about this. I asked Steve Poizner about weight in his candidacy that's been brought up about past statements he made about undocumenteds and the way they should be treated. You've been getting some heat from your opposition about having ties which are too close to labor unions, and I'd like you to have an opportunity to say something about that.
Absolutely. You know, what Steve said in his own words about so-called illegal immigrants were not just words. By spending millions of his own campaign money on ads that spread his anti-immigrant message, including his call for an initiative to ban immigrant taxpayers from receiving any government services, Poizner took direct action. And, you know, this action has a huge consequence. Poizner added years to our efforts to win health care for undocumented children, and years to those children were denied. And Poizner's pledge for...
All right, but let me go to the direct question, Senator, if I may. Right. And that is, once again, your ties to labor and your the charges that have been made about those ties being simply too tight.
I'm proud to stand with the working men and women of California, and will continue to fight for fair wages, and I'm proud of the fact that I was one of the members who worked to raise the minimum wage for every Californian to $15 an hour.
All right, and let me go back to Steve Poizner. You want to say something about Bonnie's question again quickly, if you could, Steve Poizner, because I want to get our
callers. Well, yes. I mean, when I left the Department of Insurance, there was 159,000 policies in the high-risk homeowners insurance pool. Now there's about 140,000. So, and 100 companies offering homeowners insurance. You know, that tells me there's not an availability problem. And that, you know, what people should do is shop. I dealt with hundreds, thousands of people who were dealing with, you know, looking for homeowners insurance after wildfires and natural disasters. And there's all kinds of shopping tools now available on the Internet. I strongly encourage homeowners to use brokers and agents to shop for them. You should shop every year anyways, because you can really drive your cost of homeowners insurance down if you just don't simply just renew every year without doing the shopping exercise.
All right, it's time for me to go to our callers.
Fortunately, there's lots of availability today.
So. Yeah, I want to get a caller on it. We haven't even broached yet health care, and Arthur has a question about that. And Arthur, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. So my mom lives in a zip code that straddles counties, and she has Medicare supplement plan, that's rated by county, and yet she is actually paying the rate for the higher county rather than her own county. This also happens with car insurance. What can we do to basically say that you actually get the insurance for your county, and the insurance companies don't pick the higher county for zip codes that straddle counties?
Yeah, good question. Ricardo Lara, will go to you first, then Steve Poizner.
Thank you. This is a tremendous problem that continues to exist. Not only it exists in all types of insurance, depending on your zip code, depending on county, it's actually called redlining. And we have in the legislature made some tremendous efforts to cut back and be able to expose what's happening and hold people accountable. At the end of the day, look, when it comes to health care, this is why I'm a massive proponent for Medi-Cal for All. We in this country continue to pay more and get less in health insurance and quality of care. This is why, you know, we need to continue to work as insurance commissioner with the incoming governor to make sure that we get a single-payer health care system in California.
Steve Poizner, let me go to you.
Well, I mean, the big issue here, so the insurance commissioner can solve this problem about, you know, insurance companies picking the best county. You know, that can get fixed pretty easily. The bigger question here is Ricardo's proposal for single-payer in California, which he's the author of. And thank goodness his own colleagues stopped it in the assembly. I mean, there was no means for paying for it. Legislative analysts thought that it would cost $100 to $200 billion or more to pay for it. And it actually, in his bill, it actually includes the cancellation of Medicare. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that seniors who are super happy with the federal Medicare program would have to turn in their Medicare cards and go line up at some state agency, you know, for their health insurance. It's a super ill-conceived plan that would make things worse.
Senator, you want to respond to that? I want to give you an opportunity to say.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely not true. We actually modeled our legislation through Medicare for All. We already have a sense of universal health care, and that's our Medicare program, which is working. And what we want is to make sure that seniors will be able to be joined into the universal health care system, and that we would need a federal waiver. So, you know, under this president, who, by the way, is hell-bent on destroying our health care system here in California, won't let that happen. And this is why, you know, we need to continue to push on these important issues. But to say that we wanted to deny seniors Medicare insurance, that's absurd. And
true or false, do people get to keep their Medicare under your plan?
Absolutely. Not only do they get to keep it, but we get to broaden it and continue
to push
for
it. Well, then it's not a single payer in California,
so,
then, is it?
You know, so at the end of the day, look, seniors
what you're proposing
know
really,
that they're going to get more.
Hold on. I think we've come to a kind of brick wall here in terms of the interpretation of what is in Senator Lara's bill. So let me move on and get more callers involved. And Greg, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to ask, you know, why there isn't more transparency in the complaints that are filed by the consumers. You know, as a consumer, I would like to see all the problems that other consumers are having and be able to make an intelligent decision if I want to purchase insurance from a company. It's just so strange that we have a public entity that.
Greg, you'd like it all public? Is that what you're asking? You'd like to see it become all transparent and public? What about that, Steve Poizner?
I think that's a great idea. The last time I was at the Department of Insurance, the whole place was floating in paper. And so I instituted with the help of the legislature. So, yes, even as insurance commissioner last time, I was able to work just fine with the legislature on positive improvements to the Department of Insurance, made the place paperless. The idea of creating some online databases, and I am the one with the technology background here, we can definitely open up the Department of Insurance to a lot more visibility, a lot more transparency. I would love to be the champion for visibility and transparency as the next insurance commissioner.
Well, maybe we can find something you both agree on, Senator Lara.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is an ongoing issue that I hear from every voter as I campaign across the state. The fact is, look, no other insurance commissioner has been able to really crack the code when it comes to making our Department of Insurance much more efficient. And this is why technology becomes so critical. You're seeing now an insurtech industry that is customizing specific policies for individual. And this is the exciting time, and this is what's so hopeful for the insurance industry, because you're having these disruptors coming in and really putting pressure on insurance companies not only to be more transparent, but to be able to conduct their business in a way that's much more efficient for the consumer, which is exactly what this caller is talking about. And the insurance industry, the Department of Insurance, has to do their fair share as well. We have to make sure that we use technology to the best of our opportunity to make sure that we enhance the customer and the consumer's experience. And the Department of Insurance is no different and should be able to do that as well.
And when Steve Poizner says he has the technology background, or when he argues that he has all the backing of the newspapers, in part perhaps because of that, you say what, Senator?
I say, look, at the end of the day, I have the experience of protecting consumers and a clear record of fighting for every Californian, and that's what's going to put me over the top, not newspapers.
More of our callers. Let's go next to Dawn in Larkspur. Dawn, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a very sick child and a PPO, which we pay a lot for, and I live in Bergen County. And every claim that I file out of network, I get hassled for. They will reject it like 3 or 4 times for no reason. And I've used the state. I've actually submitted these claims to the state. And although the person at the state is getting paid for their time and the insurance person hassling me is getting paid for their time, I'm not getting paid for my time. So I end up spending like 3 or 4 hours just to get a $100 claim paid. And the insurance companies have no incentive not to do that, because if they can hassle me long enough and they pay the person low enough at the customer service, then they've made money at the end. So
Dawn, I thank you for that question. I think it's an important one. I'd like to hear first from you, Senator Lara, again.
Thank
quickly.
You. And I apologize for that experience. Again, this is the problem with past insurance commissioners that haven't been able to effectively move these claims quickly as possible and investigate them. We know, and your experience is proof positive, that health insurance companies, their entire model to make money is to deny you care. And we've seen this over and over again. So we're going to have to make sure we get somebody in there who's not afraid of the insurance companies, who's going to make sure we hold them accountable, and that we get to a point where we put doctors, clinicians back into who's deciding the type of care or treatment you're getting, and making sure that on our end with the Department of Insurance that we make sure that we not only get your claim processed as quickly as possible, get you an answer, get the investigation going. And this is an ongoing problem. This is why it is important to have folks that are going to, you know, continue to keep the department accountable and keep the insurance companies accountable as well. But we know that that current model that we have does not work because it is literally putting a big insurance company against your family. And who's going to win in that fight? It's always going to be the insurance company.
Let me go to you, Steve Poizner.
Yeah, when people campaign, it's easy to talk about what they want to do or whatever. I mean, when I was insurance commissioner, you can look at my relationship with consumers and how I fought for them with these health insurance companies. Three really quick examples. Blue Shield canceled thousands of people's health insurance improperly, including one woman, young woman with breast cancer going through chemotherapy. They canceled her insurance because she put the wrong weight on her medical insurance application. That's just wrong. And I required these insurance companies to reinstate thousands of insurance policies and fine them millions of dollars. And that takes great skill to go up against their army of lawyers. Blue Cross in 2010 wanted to raise health insurance premiums by 39%. I examined their application for that, found a ton of mathematical errors, and they ended up raising rates by single digits that year. And the final example I'd give in terms of track record is United, the largest health insurance company in the country, huge insurance company here in California. They acquired PacifiCare, another health insurance company here, promised not to lay off anybody so that the service levels wouldn't change. Within weeks after the acquisition, they laid off thousands of people. Complaints went through the roof on the hotline, which, by the way, is 1-800-927-HELP. That's who you call out there. If you're having problems with your insurance companies or questions, call the Department of Insurance hotline. There are great people there that will help you. But when United...
Is that what you would recommend for this caller, just to call the hotline? Or what would you recommend specifically for her?
Good next step. And let me just say, with United Healthcare, I launched the largest enforcement action against any insurance company in the country when their service levels plummeted like that. So it takes an insurance commissioner with the skills and the desire to make sure these insurance companies fulfill their obligations. And, yes, call 1-800-927-HELP if you're having a problem with your insurance company today. That's the Department of Insurance hotline.
Steve Poizner, let me go to a question from a listener, Kurt, who important question. He says, people building in flood zones, fire areas, and landslide areas are taking more risk. Should taxpayers cover their losses when the known disaster hits? I'd like to hear each candidate. We'll hear from you first, Steve. Describe how they would balance risk versus premium cost, and who decides, the insurance commission, the companies, the market?
Well, what I believe is that people shouldn't be subsidizing other people, that people, when they're buying insurance, they should be paying the premium that is associated with the risk of their situation. So if you live in downtown Sacramento, you shouldn't be subsidizing people who live on, the beaches someplace. And so it's very important that the insurance companies do price the insurance product appropriately. And so then when people build in areas that are more dangerous, then they take into account what the real risk is when they're making those decisions and they're properly paying the right price for insurance. I remember dealing with one person in San Diego during the 2007 fires whose house burned down three times in the same little wind tunnel canyon in San Diego. He was thinking of building his house again there for the fourth time. But the problem is his rates had been artificially kept low, and he needs to be paying the fair market rate so that other people around the state of California aren't subsidizing that person's decisions.
Let me go to the same question to you, Senator Lara.
Absolutely. You know, people should not be subsidizing other people who are living in these sensitive areas. And quite frankly, part of our campaign strategy here is to also working with local governments. The fact is that we need to talk to our local cities and counties who are allowing to build in these environmentally sensitive areas. And if you're going to do so, they should be paying the appropriate rates. So as insurance commissioner, look, we have the authority to regulate these rates. But additionally, what we need to do is go far beyond that, and that's actually start having conversations with the legislature and with local governments about local planning issues and, you know, making sure that people are not being allowed to build in these areas that are going to be much more costly when the next fire or flood hits.
Again, we're talking with Insurance Commissioner candidates Ricardo Lara and Steve Poizner. And here's Casey. Casey, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. I've been an independent contractor for years and years working with high-tech companies. And for the past several years, the requirements that have sprung up around compliance and insurance have just gotten more and more and more difficult. It might have started as an legislation to try to protect people like me from corporations using us like full-time employees, but then not hiring us. But what's happened instead is this compliance industry sprung up, and it seems like they're in cahoots with the insurance and in cahoots with the legislators. It looks that way. I don't know that it is, but it's squeezing independent contractors in a way that's forcing them to go work through placement agencies and get paid much, much less money.
Steve Poizner.
I like the idea of independent contractors having that as an option, and we shouldn't take that option off the table for people who want to work for a variety of companies, have a variety of clients, and for whatever the reason, they just don't want to be a full-time employee. And I would love to be a strong advocate of making sure independent contractors have a way to, you know, make ends meet in the state.
Let's find out how you stand on this, Ricardo Lara.
Thank you. You know, the issue of independent contractors is very complicated. For one hand, you see companies who utilize the misclassification of independent workers to not pay fair wages and to not pay health care costs. The other component to this is folks like yourself who are trying to, you know, work independently and work on multiple jobs or multiple issues. And so the fact is, again, this is why having an insurance commissioner who's going to make sure that the insurance industry is honest, transparent, and ensuring that we are being fair with the rate structure, even given this new phenomenon, right? As independent contractors continue to grow, it becomes an important part of our economy. But that shouldn't mean you are not going to be held, that you won't have the opportunity to be able to afford an insurance policy for yourself. This is where I think the insurtech industry is really making some inroads at providing specialized insurance products to be able to address the issues of independent workers and specialized workers that still need the coverage, need it to be able to protect themselves, but also can't afford to pay these exorbitant amount of rates.
Let me thank Casey for the call. We're going to go right to another caller, and that's Ellen in Auburn. Ellen, join us. You're on the air.
Hi. I've heard Steve Poizner say a couple of times that he's not aware of a problem of availability of homeowners insurance in California, and that he's seen a list of over 100 insurance companies that offer insurance. Well, I need to inform him that many of us that live out in Northern California in semi-rural areas are having our insurance canceled. I've experienced that myself and this year, and been trying for about 6 months to get somebody to insure us. Even though we've cleared our property, we have good defensible space, and we had a couple different insurance agencies searching for insurance for us. The only thing they were able to find was Lloyd's of London out of England that would insure us.
Ellen, this has come up in discussions we've had about insurance, and I'm really grateful for you bringing it up, because, Steve Poizner, you were pretty much presenting that insurance is possible. People have to hunt around, but there are a lot of people who are not getting insured because of where they live.
Well, I mean, like I say, if you just look at the data, people search around and they find something, Lloyd's of London. Or the last option for people, which is not a bad option, is if you really can't find insurance anywhere, then you can turn to the FAIR plan, F-A-I-R. And it started in 1968. It's a quasi-state government industry partnership that provides fire insurance as a last resort. And it's overseen by the insurance commissioner. The insurance commissioner makes sure that their rates are fair and reasonable. And there, you can always go to the FAIR plan.
Can I just get Senator Lara to respond to that? I mean,
absolutely.
Senator Lara, I wonder if you agree that anybody who's seeking insurance can find insurance.
Absolutely not. I've been, over the last 2 years, talking to people in Auburn and Placer County who are having very difficult times and having to go to insurance companies overseas to be able to insure their home. The fact is that these individuals have had long-standing relationships with their insurance companies, and all of a sudden, from one night to the next, you're dropped. And this is not only devastating to the families, but it makes it difficult and it disrupts the real estate market.
But Steve Poizner is essentially saying if you really look, you can indeed find coverage.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these individuals, you know, and why should they have to go to an overseas insurance company? We should make sure that folks are being protected here, utilizing insurance companies that have to meet our regulations in this country and have the protections that we need and the transparencies that are important. The other thing I have to note is that the FAIR program is a program of last resort. It should not be a viable option for folks because it is minimum coverage. So if anything were to happen again to your property, you're not going to be protected to the level that you should be. So, you know, this is an issue that is critical and that continues to happen, and we, again, have to make sure that people are not getting dropped. This is why I'm proud the governor signed my bill, to give people more time before companies just drop them from one day to the next.
All right, I want to go to
Finally, Ricardo,
Steve Poizner, go ahead.
Get at what his bill is all about, more time. Okay. But it doesn't prohibit insurance companies from dropping. It just gives them more time. So let's just be clear that even Ricardo doesn't want to take the draconian step of forcing an insurance company to offer insurance where they don't want to. Fact is, these international companies play a huge role in the California markets. There's insurance companies all over the world that are absolutely essential to the markets. But when they're doing business in California, they're under the auspices and the authority and the regulatory oversight of the Department of Insurance. But in any case, there's lots of U.S.-based companies that are aggressively go after business here.
You know, Mark,
and I strongly recommend for people that are searching around is to get a broker. Now, a broker is a player in the insurance space that doesn't work for any one particular insurance company. The broker's job is to shop from 5 or 10 or 20 different places all at once. And so to use either online brokers or human being type brokers is the best way to shop around, and I strongly recommend that.
Well, let me go back to something else. Senator Lara, quickly, because
yeah,
I want to go to
we need to support our homeowners like her who have done everything to mitigate fire, not tell them to go shopping because, you know, they're not working. It's not working for them. That's ridiculous.
But they absolutely need to shop in order to get the best price. Just holding on to an insurance policy for decade after decade is a recipe to overpay.
I think we've hit another cul-de-sac here, and the one I alluded to before, actually, Senator Lara, Sarah, let me read something that Sarah writes. She says, Senator Lara seems to be misspeaking and transposing Medicare and Medi-Cal. I support single payer, but he does not seem to have understanding of the differences between state and federal law. Single payer is not possible at the state level because federal ERISA governs half the healthcare market and self-insured employers. The supremacy of this law is untouchable by state law. If you have no control over half the market, you cannot have a financially viable single payer system.
Absolutely. Look, this is the way we make this happen. We're going to need federal waivers to make this happen. And we know that this president's not going to allow it to do it. This is why we needed to first begin with the policy perspective, which is SB 562, to get us to the goals of what a single-payer system would look like. We also have to look into account that we need a relook at our referendum process because Prop 98 says that half of the funding has to go through our education process. So we need to have that conversation with voters. We also have to look at the GATT initiative with the spending limit guideline, another conversation we have to have for voters. And nowhere did we say this was going to happen overnight. But the fact is that California can't get to a point where we utilize our economic prowess. We utilize what we're spending now. We're spending over $369 billion a year already on health care annually as a state. And this is to provide very limited type of care for individuals. Why not work towards making sure that everybody has access to care, that we model it after so many other countries that have been able to do this and do this right and where they have much better health outcomes. I think that's a fight worth having.
All right, we've got seconds left here, and I want a quick response from each of you, if I could. And let me begin, Steve Poizner, with you. It's a question from a listener named Brian who says, isn't PG&E acting as a de facto wildfire insurance company, and aren't those costs spread across the rate base?
Well, I strongly believe that the utilities that have the ability to, you know, keep trees away from their power lines if they spend enough money, install heat sensors, use drones, use all kinds of technology and maintenance techniques to minimize the chances of wildfires even happening due to their equipment.
Well, we started with you, Steve Poizner. I want to give Ricardo Lara a chance to end our discussion here, our debate here, with response to that question from Brian. Senator?
Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, PG&E, what we've done in the legislature is make sure we held them accountable. PG&E came in wanting to have a blank check and be free from any type of litigation, and we said no. We need to make sure that PG&E is held accountable, that they have the people who are actually doing the clearing the brushes and making sure that the trees are safe, that are actually experts and not just any other employee that does not have the information to be able, and the specialty to be able to determine what is a tree that's at risk and what is not.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks to both the candidates, Ricardo Lara and Steve Poizner. One of them will be the next insurance commissioner of California. They are both running. It's up to you, the voters, to decide. And when we return, we're going to talk to famed historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Doris Kearns Goodwin about her new book. It's all about leadership. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by Jan Schremm and Maria Minetti Schremm, founders of the Minetti Schremm Museum of Art at UC Davis, which preserves the legacy of renowned artists such as Wayne Thiebaud for future innovators by dedicating a third of its space to arts education.